Hello, welcome to day seven on a, and this is going to be a very short video, really. I was aiming for like 15, 20 minutes. This one is going to be around the 10 minute mark. There is not going to be a huge amount to cover with this video, but it still needs to be said because this was something I was thinking about yesterday. This just came to me. Like that. And that is to have a certain mentality when it comes to going for your chores, for gaining momentum towards your objectives. And it was one that came to me literally out of nowhere last night. And it dawned on me when I looked at all the successful people that I knew, they had this and it was implied, but I had it, and I thought that is what you're missing, and that is the mentality of acting like you have no choice. It sounds a bit mad, but like I used to work in a shop, a fast food breakfast based shop, and one of my shifts was a very early one. It was around I think the earliest I did was 5:30 till 9:30, could be more than that, could be less than that. And bearing in mind, I have never gone up sort of early on a regular routine before. And it was mad. And a part of me enjoyed it, and a part of me absolutely sort of loathed it, you know, being really honest here. But when I look back at that experience, one thing I realized was that without realizing it, I had subconsciously adopted the sort of I had no choice mentality. Because, of course, you don't want to be late for work. Of course, you don't want to not do your work shift. You know, if you are contracted to work a certain hour or certain hours, you have to do that. You know, that's part of your contract. So, and I had this weird realization that all my many successes had been due to the belief of me not having a choice, which may sound a bit weird. You think to yourself, okay, but you do have a choice. And then I sort of pondered on that thought process further. I'm a sort of guy, the way my brain works, I tend to ponder a lot. I tend to wonder why my thoughts work in that fashion. I don't claim to be normal, believe it or not. And it sort of dawned on me, really. I thought to myself, you know what? The way I see it, if you give your ego, let me give you an example, which might help illustrate this point. Because it's a bit of a weird point, it's a bit of a mad point. But in order for me to do this, you know, sort of motivation-based course, although I call it momentum, because I think motivation is a spark. Momentum is the fuel. You know, I've used the analogy of a lighter, you know, and I've said that before, really. If you think of momentum as a spark, the motivation as a spark, momentum is a fuel. You need both. But momentum propels that flame to be lit for a long time. A spark is just a spark, right? So I always call it momentum, you know. I always had this really weird sort of way of looking at it, where if the ego is allowed full free will, you're going to have some experiences, but it'll be very diluted. Whereas if you want your soul or your body to have a more grand experience, your ego paradoxically, ironically, has to have a small amount of free will. I'll tell you what I mean. You know, if you're out of work, you have probably, to some degree, a greater amount of free will. You can do quite a lot of things. You know, obviously, you have to, you know, if you can apply for jobs, but or quit your own income. But for the most part, you know, you get to sort of go to bed when you want, when you wake up when you want, within reason. Okay, but are you really free? Yes, your free will is quite large in that context. But are you really free? Can you really, for example, go off on holiday somewhere in Spain, or I don't know, go on a nice little cabin cruise somewhere in the Mediterranean, or not really, because although you have a greater amount of free will compared to your worker who's going in, it's kind of diluted. It's not really that free, so it's very diluted. You have all this free will, but it's what I call very skin deep. Whereas when I look at all the CEOs or the sports people who seem to have a set routine, very little free will within that context, i.e. get up early, send emails, attend business meetings, phone calls, this, that, and the other. What I realize is that their free will is more restricted. They actually are lucky to have 10 minutes to do what they want, not alone a few hours. But it's but their expression is more deeper. So it's a lot restricted free will, but more deep. They can go on a helicopter and go somewhere for a business meeting. They can go off on holiday somewhere in the Mediterranean, or you know, Australia, in the Southern Hemisphere. They can, because they've got more power, they've got more freedom, more flexibility in that respect. And it got me thinking. I thought, you know what? And when I listen to them, they always seem to imply that they don't really say this point directly. I've never heard anybody say this point directly. This is literally the first time I want to say it directly. I've read and heard a lot of teachers out there. This is what they imply hard, but it never is actually directly stated. And that is that they believe they have no choice. You look at all the people at the beginning with, like when they've either lost their jobs or they've, you know, they have no choice but to start a new business because they need income. Yeah, they have no choice. And that is the idea, is to actually believe you've got no choice, you've got to do this or else. And this is going back to one of my earlier videos. I think it was day two or day three. I think it was in day three, actually, where it's like the moving away compared to the moving towards motivation. A lot of sort of teachers talk about, you know, you have this goal, and maybe it's the mansion, it's a car, it's the sort of the check of the commission, or you know, whatever. And I say, in my experience, I don't know if you remember that video, and I do recommend you rewatch or really listen to that video. I think it's day three. I could be wrong. It could be day four. If you remember, I said at the time, and I still stand by this, that that's what we call in NLP, that's called a moving toward motivation. But in my experience, the best ones, annoyingly, frustratingly, is actually a moving away from. They have an idea that you don't want to indulge. Maybe it's a job that you don't want to go for. Maybe it's a punishment that you don't want to receive, or trouble, or threat, or some bad situation that could manifest. And you're moving away from that bad event, potential bad event. Or maybe you are near that event, you're not fully involved in it, but you're like maybe knocking on the door, like you know that if your current behavior does not change, it's gonna get a lot worse for you. So you move away from it. It's what we call a moving away goal. You're sort of moving away from it. And I always say the best way to do this is to have like an image in your mind of being in a situation which you don't really want to be in. You don't have to draw on it. You don't have to sort of take a photo of it or put it on your fridge. But just, you know, if your momentum drops, just have a little quick image of it. And I always find that's a really useful, frustratingly, I know, I'm not saying I like it, but it's a very useful perspective in a sense. We don't want you, of course, to dwell on, oh my God, what could happen? Panic. Of course not. But sometimes a little potential mild threat can go a long way. And hey, I hold my hands up. I hate hearing those words. But in my experience, annoyingly, that's what really gets the gears going. First thing in the morning. That or a good old cup of cappuccino. I'm a coffee drinker, I know. I love coffee. So yeah, I always say, if you in your mind try and create a situation where you believe you have no choice, And when you look at all the sports people in the world, all the CEOs, the business people, they actually believe that they not only do they have no choice, they're doing a great service towards humanity, towards society. So it goes from a 50%, I've got no choice, I've got to do this, but I know that society is going to benefit greatly. And they believe that. They believe that they're doing society a big service. You may think, you can listen to them and you think, oh, they're just being arrogant or delusional. They believe it, but guess what? They're taking a lot of action. They are working literally 10, 15 hours a day. And they will do that because they, guess what? Believe they have no choice. So I thought it'd be a short video. I'm going to wrap up soon. I know they're normally a bit longer. Not a huge amount to cover, and I may go in depth later on in this series. But yeah, I thought it'd be worth mentioning it and yeah, give you guys at least an intro or a good teaser into this. And yeah, more to come, I'm sure. But as always, thank you so much for watching or listening, if you're listening on the podcast or audio. And yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. As always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Feedback down below. Thank you so much. Take care. Ciao for now.